Investors in a world alternative media here, and the real estate market is getting hit hard as we are seeing record listings at the same time as we're seeing record low numbers of people actually buying. The calamity that is in front of us is quite large with this market as we see inflation intensify at the same time. And this out of the Daily Mail, it says red hot rental market intensifies with searches up 23% as buyers hit the pause button on their property dreams after mortgage rates rocketed. Keep in mind, this is how we get to that point where you will own nothing and you will be happy. Remember that, look, I understand why people wouldn't want to buy right now. People, unless they're buying land to, you know, actually put chickens on and stuff like that, it's not a good time to buy in this market. Though one could argue that inflation is going to outpace the collapse of the housing market to such a degree. But the point is, your house isn't an asset anyway, so it could get very, very ugly going forward. And I personally would rent as well. But the idea is that it is pushing people over that edge to no longer own property. And remember, since there's property taxes involved as well, no one really owns property anyway. But the point is, this is getting crazier and crazier. And this also out of the Daily Mail, it says warning over mortgage time bomb as homeowners face biggest hike ever with typical monthly interest payments doubling to £474, an extra £2,851 a year. So we are really reaching an end point here, and it's absolutely historic. This out of Garbage CNN, it says, a house price slump is coming. Rising unemployment could make it much worse. Gee, rocket science, really? It says out of Fortune here, housing market activity is crashing and it threatens to push U.S. into recession just like it did in 1981 and 2008. First of all, already in a recession. Second, that barely scratches the surface. We are facing something much bigger than 2008. But everyone wants to, you know, especially with their pledges to a lot of these mainstream medias, make it appear as though it's going to be bad, but not that bad. The reality of what we're seeing is it's bigger than any, you know, crash based on collateralized debt obligations and credit default swaps and that kind of stuff that we saw back in 2007, 2008. What we are witnessing isn't just hyper-localized either. It's a collapse of the housing market, of the dollar, moving into a new economic system, a reset, if you will, a collapse of the supply chain, and a collapse of the energy grid, all at the same time, exacerbated by further climate policies, wars, and just overall blanket tyranny, leading us into technocracy, of course. You will own nothing and you will be happy. You will own a house, but no, you won't own a house. You'll have a tiny home that the government gives you repackaged. And essentially, it'll be a smart home telling the government everything you do based on your social credit score and your cashless currency system. This is huge, my friend. So we're going to get into this and more today. But before we do, I urge people to check out our amazing promoter and our amazing affiliate, Patriot Gold Group. Wall Street's fear gauge is flashing a warning that stocks could fall off a cliff. The Fed's fight against inflation is crashing stocks and real estate. Forecasts for a recession within a year have hit 100%. Billionaire economists agree on two things. One, we're heading towards a lost decade for the stock market. And two, investors need to buy gold. Goldman Sachs sees a scenario where gold prices rally sharply to $2,250 an ounce. After millions of Americans have lost trillions from their retirement accounts, most investors are more concerned with the return of their money than the return on their money. And that's why, if you want to protect yourself, billionaire economists recommend you buy gold. Call the Patriot Gold Group today before it's too late. Mention Wham or Josh Sigurdsson, and you'll get best-in-class service from Patriots, protecting Patriots. Patriot Gold Group has the No Fee for Life IRA, where your IRA or 401k can be in physical gold and silver, and you may be eligible for the No Fee for Life IRA on qualifying rollovers. Call 888-565-1505 for a free investor guide today. Patriot Gold Group is Consumer Affairs' top-rated gold IRA dealer since 6 years in a row. Again, call 888-565-1505. 565-1505. And as always, I say, look, disclaimer, there's always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. but I appreciate our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. And then also on top of that, make sure to check the links below for heavensharvest.com for long-term storable food that's non-GMO, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, and books on how to get started in the face of this control collapse of the supply chain. It is imperative that we get on this now, not later. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get free shipping on most of these products in the United States. And even if you're not in the United States, still use code WAM. You save yourself, you save us at the same time. It's good all around. And in the face of all of this, look, you are actually saving money. A 72-serving entree kit, $183.99. Think of how much you'll be spending on 72 servings. Now, your currency is collapsing in value and the food is skyrocketing. Think about it. And I always say, get 3 months and people laugh. Oh, yeah, of course, it costs more. No, the reality is I'm not telling you to get 12 months, so it's probably a good idea. I'm telling you to get the three-month combo kit, or at the very least, the entree or entry 3 month kit. Because look, experts say that you need a minimum of 3 months of food in a supply chain collapse when there's no food on the shelves. So that's why I mentioned that. It's good for you and the rest of your family, and you save money overall. There's new varieties available for a limited time only that you can add to your stockpile. Again, use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get free shipping on much of these products. So check that link in the description. Anyway, as I need to get into here, because I'm talking too long. This is very important. We are witnessing the collapse of the real estate market on a historic scale, and it's alongside the collapse of an empire in general. And as people are moving into the rental market in huge numbers, up 23% in searches, this is leading to an exacerbated crisis that the Fed is making worse, that of course the World Economic Forum is manipulating and infiltrating politics across the board to make worse. And they are talking about a mortgage time bomb on the horizon. All the while, we see the currency collapsing. So this out of CNN, this out of CNN Business, a house price slump is coming. Rising unemployment could make it much worse. Well, that's without a doubt. In fact, the government has acknowledged that there's a good chance that they will see a loss of 20 million jobs in their fight against inflation. But the fight against inflation actually causes more inflation. In fact, the Inflation Reduction Act includes actually printing more currency. You can't get more absurd than this. It leads to further inflation. And then with the job loss, less people have money to spend at businesses. So businesses have more scarcity of customers. So they have to drop supply and they're making less money. And that means less money is being spent into the market. And then you're going to exacerbate the inflation crisis that much more. Meanwhile, this out of Fortune, it says housing market activity is crashing and it threatens to push US into recession just like it did in 1981 and 2008. No, it's going to be far worse than that period of time. This out of Seeking Alpha, the housing downturn is just getting started. As a result of higher mortgage rates and oversupply of housing and falling demand, the downturn in the housing market is only just getting started. Given the housing markets are important to economic growth, this will continue to be significant drag on the business cycle throughout 2023. Fortunately, the household sector is on solid footing from debt serviceability and net worth perspective, which will help the housing market avoid any 2008 style crash. So again, this person is using manipulated data to come to that conclusion. The reality is a big example for this debt. I'll put it in perspective for you guys. So imagine you have a bundle of houses, say 100 of them, and you have three really good houses. They're AAA rated, and the rest are like C rated or D rated, and they're all put into one package, and then they're bought based on the top valued homes. So you get the basket of these houses rated as AAA, even though most of them are D or C rated, even in some cases F rated. And that is a collateralized debt obligation. They have all these houses strung together and they're rated by the top, but it's faulty. It's manipulative. It's manipulative just like the unemployment market is manipulative. Unemployment is now judged by not how many people are actually unemployed, which you'd think it would be. It's judged by how many people have been unemployed in the last short period of time. If you stay unemployed for a long time, you're no longer considered employed. And basically, you're owned by the state. If you want to actually get good unemployment numbers, look at the labor force participation rate. But nobody talks about that. Every president claims that their employment numbers are great. But that's only because they're using that manipulative tactic. They do the same thing with inflation. Inflation is totally judged wrong. If you actually look at inflation from the 1980s standard of measurement, we're at almost 20% inflation. And then in many markets, we're seeing it as high as like 400, 500%, depending on the market you're talking about. So again, all of this is manipulative. So they say, oh, you know, the debt footing isn't that bad. It is. It is really bad. It's really, really bad. And the numbers are absolutely manipulative and hidden. So it gives people the false sense of security. And then you get sideswiped by a train that's run away. This out of Yahoo Finance, it says, not the time to get greedy. Home flippers getting burned by the U.S. housing downturn are now slashing prices to cut losses. Here are the two biggest reasons. Well, I'll give you the biggest reasons. Because no one is buying. And that is a big part of it. And inflation is skyrocketing, so no one can afford anything. You know, if you scarcity and demand create value and of course, use case. And, you know, when there's no good cash flow, you know, you have renter laws, you have essentially landlords turning into slumlords because they can't raise prices, but they're forced to pay more, stuff like that. That's a big problem. And then on top of that, you know, with inflation, no one can afford to buy a house. And so you have all these listings banking on this market that was skyrocketing for all these years, which was totally ridiculous to begin with. And they can't get buyers because who would want to pay $1 million for 3,000 square feet? It doesn't make sense. So again, another issue here is like I've been watching Zillow every day. I probably look at about 100 houses on Zillow a day. Because I'm looking all over the U.S. I'm looking in Texas, where around Sugar Land, we actually have decent prices compared to the rest of the nation, as well as North Carolina. They have skyrocketed for sure, but in comparison to averages around the country, it's not that bad. You look at Arizona, it's insanity. You look at Vegas, it's insanity. Don't even bother looking at Washington State or California State or New York State. It's absurd. So again, the values are actually going up on at a lesser rate on the rural communities because everyone's being pushed into big cities, and that's a big part of the Great Reset agenda. But you know, seeing this every day, I get emails probably every 15 minutes from Zillow: price drop, price drop, price drop on houses that I've looked at, and I've seen some houses. They sold for $150,000 like 6 or 7 years ago, and now they're selling for $900,000, but no one's buying them. So the listings, you see a dip, 900 to 800 to 700. Then every now and then you see a crazy person actually buy a house that's like 2,500 square feet for 700. And you wonder what's wrong with these people. Well, the reason that they're doing it is because they actually think they could make a quick buck off of it, or they're not paying attention to the market at all and they just want a family house. I think everyone should have property, and I think everyone should, of course, be utilizing that property for sustainability purposes. But if you're going into a big city and buying a house, it's just silly at this point, unless you have, unless you're in a good county and you're on the outskirts and you have a good runaway plan, and you have the ability to grow things on your lawn. You have, I shouldn't say agricultural permits, but they make you get permits all over the place for agriculture. So, I mean, that is the only reason that makes any sense to me at all. Everything else is just absurd. So I would be telling people, and this isn't advice, this is my thoughts, wait to buy a house unless you are in the middle of nowhere and getting a sustainable place ready for yourself for the Great Reset. Wait to buy a house. Now, that's also a dangerous piece of recommendation that I could give at the same time, because renting is exactly what they want. But you're between a rock and a hard place here, between inflation, housing costs, and then the issue of potentially not owning a house in a period of time when you won't be allowed to own a house anyway. It's very dangerous, but they're probably going to crack down on that anyway. And they've already done that in Ireland. They're getting rid of, houses. If you have two houses and you go somewhere else and leave the other one for a few months, they're just stealing it and giving it squatters rights to anyone. So, you know, this is all coming to a place near us soon anyway. So again, the biggest thing you could do is get land and get out of big cities and test the area before you set up shop. Ask questions around the neighborhoods. Talk to people about whether it's a good place for freedom oriented people. How did they operate during 2020 and 2021? We'll give you a big idea about what's going on. Now, this is all being so exacerbated. This out of Wales Online, it says, I'm 20 and work 10-hour shifts, 7 days a week to survive and live off of pot noodles and only eat shower or only shower at the gym. A 20-year-old man has opened up about what his life has been like during the cost of living crisis. They call it a cost of living crisis. The issue is it's a centralization crisis. It's a government crisis. They did this and they did it to you on purpose so that you come in desperate, begging them for help, and they give you the help. And that is a great reset. You will own nothing. You will be happy. Remember, people, this guy's age of 20 years old used to have two kids at that point. Back in the 1940s, 1950s, they were the only one working and they managed to have a large house with like five bedrooms in it. Now they are living on nothing, eating pot noodles and showering at the gym because they can't afford water, and their electricity bills and their gas bills are skyrocketing, and they could be working two jobs with a girlfriend that's working two jobs, and they can't afford to pay for their children. It's a eugenics crisis. It's a poverty crisis. It's all part of the same agenda, my friend. So this is why I think it's so important to understand they have been whittling us down for years. They knew inflation was going to push us into dependence, but eventually they knew people would stand up if the economy completely collapsed. So that's why they already created a system of government governance to move from this system to another system. And that would be technocracy, the cashless society, carbon credits, food rations, all those things where they can come in as a hero, even though they created the problem in the first place. It says, number of households in Ireland that can't afford heat more than doubles in a year. This means that 1 in 14 homes could be cold this winter or this Christmas. Well, remember, we recently reported that, and if you just go back a couple days in our videos, 25% face winter blackouts in the United States as well. This is absolutely massive. And of course, it's only going to get worse. And they say, you know, double the amount of people couldn't afford heat from last year. That's now. Wait until we actually get into the winter big time here. We are going to see a much worse number than just doubling. And it is affecting so many people. And so you have that, you have the food crisis, you have the inflation crisis, and you have the housing market collapsing. This out of Bloomberg, it says inflation in UK shops rises to highest level on record. So we are seeing record high inflation in most major countries. The pound has fallen 40% year over year. We have the euro falling below parity with the dollar, and the dollar alongside emerging economies cratering. It's just a race to the bottom, essentially. So it looks like it's doing good versus the other currencies, but it's starting to tumble as well. And you have Saudi Arabia saying they want to join BRICS, which tells us that's the death nail in the coffin of the dollar. So we are going to walk into an unprecedented time in history. And I don't know what they're going to do with interest rates next. It doesn't really matter to me, because if you zoom out, we all have the same results at the end of the day. And that is a complete collapse of the global economy, a complete collapse of housing. And then they come in with a so-called solution. And that solution means that we are essentially owned by the state, tied to a central banking system that is digital, probably the BRICS system, China, Russia, India, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Turkey, Brazil, South Africa, etc. And then we will own nothing and we will be quote unquote happy. What they mean is, apathetic, complacent. Yuval Noah Harari said himself that he wants to push people into a situation where they depopulate the earth and the people that are left are placated on drugs and distracted by video games. Remember, the World Economic Forum has talked a lot about what they want to do with housing. They want corporations and banks and governments to work together to give people free housing. But how does that work? Well, in the past, the bank would repossess your home. In the future, the government takes those homes, buys it out, causes inflation to get worse. As the economy tanks, and I've been saying this since the beginning of 2020 regarding how the lockdowns would affect this as a litmus test, and then they give out people free homes for everybody. Oh, it's so great. It's just like India when they gave everyone free bank accounts. Oh, how great. We're just tracked and traced everywhere. Yeah, the issue is, like, as the Guardian said, they want to get people off of out of rural communities, off of free range farms, because it causes pollution, allegedly, and move them into big cities. Bill Gates, of course, funds the Guardian to a good extent. That is part of the idea. Get people into big cities, then give people tiny homes, then essentially make people dependent on their smart meter system and smart home system. Remember, it's called a smart home because it gathers intelligence. Oh, but it's cool because, you know, the robot voice talks to you and you can get them to play random songs and, you know, stuff like that. It's all part of the technocratic agenda to make us dependent and then therefore complacent and apathetic and inhuman. It's a Tower of Babel scenario where they want us to basically give up our very humanity, our independence, our individualism, our freedom, all synonymous. So we get free houses, and then they basically rule us from there. We get, for example, instead of, you know, being able to go out and get our own food, we get a smart meter on our home that tells the government how much electricity, gas, or water we use on a daily basis, which is tied to our cashless currency in the bank that we never get to touch, so it's never ours. And that decides our carbon credit score, which will then decide how much food rations we're allowed, how much we're allowed to drive down certain highways, how much we are allowed to go into different businesses, etc. This is the plan, complete control of the masses. Depopulate as many people as possible. The people left will get on their knees and lick boot. And this is why, my friends, it's so important to be paying attention to this and get prepared, because look, they want to hit us from every angle. The housing market is a huge angle. It is the basis of property rights, which they've been going after for so long as it is. Technocratic Marxism is no joke when it comes to property rights. If you want to look at a dumbed down version of it, look at the Soviet Union, look at China. Now imagine it's connected to a digital grid where being, you know, non-compliant leads to, you know, the gulag coming to your door. This is why I tell people, get out of big cities, get into smaller communities. It doesn't mean go into the mountain by yourself, but it means get into smaller communities where there's not many people, but there's a community of people that you can stand with. That is very important. Get out of the banking system is a big part of this. Get into privacy coins, gold and silver. We have Patriot Gold linked in the description. And of course, this is an investment advice. This is my opinion, but I really do believe this is going to be life-saving. Get into Monero, get into Epic Cash, get into things like that, the privacy coins. And then finally, I urge people to just, when they're getting into these small communities, or even if they're stuck in a big city because their family's there, they have an ex-wife, they have kids, they can't escape, which I know is happening with a lot of people right now. I urge people, get storable foods, get things like, go to heavensharvest.com, use code WAM, W-A-M, get non-GMO storable foods, get heirloom seeds, get water filtration and storage, get books on how to get started. This is so important. They want us dependent on this system so that we are forced into compliance no matter how smart we are. And there's going to be more people that are awake that are going to succumb to the system than asleep, because most of the people asleep got the jab and now they're going to die. So, or a lot of them are going to die anyway. So the point is, this is an emergency scenario. We have to be independent. That's what makes humanity so great. So check that link below for heavensharvest.com. Use code WAM, W-A-M. You get free shipping on much of those products and get non-GMO storable foods. It's a no-brainer at this point. And if people haven't gotten it, it's just amazing to me. We are walking into this, and you don't want to be one of those people running on the stores, the grocery stores, as FEMA steps in, as you're forced into a scenario where you're eating mRNA-infused ration foods, which Bill Gates has been working on. You don't want to be in that situation, my friends. You do not want to be in that situation. So before the shelves are empty, go get that storable food, use code WAM. And of course, we have whamsurvival.com as well for long-term storable foods. Save a bunch of money if you go through us on there. So check that link in the description. And of course, we have the Lion Energy link, where you can get lithium batteries, you can get solar panels, you can get solar chargers, things that help you power your home and the things you need in the face of this winter without depending on the government grid, because that's where they get us. We're dependent on the government grid, the government electricity grid. Yeah, sure, it's tied in with private companies, but at the end of the day, it's theirs. They regulate it. They own it. They can shut it off on you. So check the link in the description for Lion Energy. If you go through our link, you save a bunch of money. You also get free shipping, and you get 100% money back guarantee. It's not about some climate change nonsense. It's about being independent from that government grid. And then finally, we have a whole bunch of other options below in the description. We have a tower garden link where you can buy up to 50 plant tower gardens. You can get grow lights, all that kind of stuff. So you can grow inside if you need to, or outside. And it gives you another opportunity to face off against this absolute insanity that we're looking at today. So if you go through our link, you save a bunch of money. Anyway, I'm going to finish it off. Check out that Patriot Gold group link in the description. Call that number. I appreciate them as a sponsor. And of course, if you look in the description, we have ways for you to help yourself when it comes to your retirement and your savings. We have a Bitly link for Tim Pachote, the Liberty Advisor, certified financial planner. You could get a free initial consultation, a free portfolio review with him if you go through our link in the description. And you should be worried about the banking system in this case. He is totally awake to the Great Reset and has been trying to prepare his clients for what is coming and get prepared. And he's been saving his clients a lot of money and doing a really good job. He's super red-pilled. So check that link in the description and you can become a client of his at thelibertyadvisor.com. And also check that link in the description for rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. I have it right here, and I take it all the time. And we just recently did an interview with John Richardson Jr., the son of Dr. John Richardson, chronicled in the book, World Without Cancer. Really recommend this stuff. It could be life-saving, especially in these crazy eugenicist times. And then, of course, we have our link for the late, great Dr. Zelenko's vitamins and supplements, Z-Stack, Z-Stack Kids, Z-Detox, and Z-Flu. High levels of vitamins in those that you won't find in the stores of your average GNC store. So make sure to check that link in the description. You save a bunch of money if you go through our link. And of course, you get free shipping. Anyway, I'm going to cut it off there. I appreciate everyone watching. I'm doing a speech tomorrow at Mariposa Freedom Festival here in Puerto Vallarta. If you haven't bought tickets yet, use code WAM, W-A-M, at MariposaFreedomFest.com. Anyway, if you guys want to help support us, check those links in the description. We have gogetfunding.com, Patreon, Subscribestar. We have a PayPal. Oh, actually, we don't have a PayPal address anymore. We got rid of that. But for the Subscribestar and the Patreon situation, I appreciate everyone that's been donating so much. And again, if everyone just gave $1 a month, imagine how much power we could get over this mainstream media and get this message out and potentially save a bunch of lives. You guys are the heartbeat of independent media, and I truly appreciate it. We have a Bitcoin address and we have a Cointree link with a bunch of different cryptocurrencies that you could donate in if you please. I truly appreciate it. We have Monero there. We have Pirate Chain. We have Light Cash. Then we have, those are privacy coins. Then we have Ethereum, Litecoin, and Bitcoin Cash. And then we have an Epic Fund Me campaign where you can donate an Epic Cash, the privacy coin based on the Mimblewimble protocol. Very important stuff going forward. And we have a merchandise store, World Alternative Media, from Teespring, linked in the description. We have, of course, a Rockfin channel, World Alternative Media, where we put up exclusive content for $9.99 a month. If you go on there, you get exclusive content like documentaries and Q&As if you ask questions. And that goes up on Patreon and Subscribestar as well. We are on Telegram, World Alternative Media. We have a Telegram channel, World Alternative Media Announcements. We have a newsletter, www.imband.com. And then we have Band.video, BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, and Brighteon at World Alternative Media. We're on Parler at Josh F. Sigurdsson. We are on Hive, Steemit, Float.app, and Vigilante.tv at Josh Sigurdsson. And on the bad guys, TikTok and Instagram, World Alternative Media, Twitter and Getter at World Alt Media, and all the major podcast platforms like Spotify, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, etc. You name it. So check those links in the description. I appreciate everyone watching. Live by example, my friends. Hit that like button, share on social media, hit the notification bell, and hit subscribe if you have not yet already. Until next time, this is Josh Sigurdsson signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth, be the change.